This, this, and this are just scratching the surface of the 25 worst hairstyles on the internet.
Let's talk about that. Good mythical morning.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for making us a part of your daily routine. We do this every weekday.
Listen, you could spend hours going around the internet, like I know you always do, trying to find the worst hairstyles out there in picture form. But you know what? We've done the work for you, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy this list of the 25 worst hairstyles ever.
Okay, here we go. It's like his bangs are Venetian blinds and he's got the blinds open.
How would he go about closing them?
You just take the rubber bands off.
We call this one open for business. Oh, this is looks like it's a mugshot.
I think so.
The last thing you want when you're going into prison are handlebars on top of your head.
Yeah, we call this one prison bars. Never has the look on someone's face more perfectly complemented the style of their hair.
Yeah, I think this was actually an assignment in our physics class, and that assignment was to represent chaos theory with your haircut. I'm going to call it A+.
I agree.
He looks like he's in trouble. And I don't think this is a hairstyle. I think he was just arrested in the middle of cutting his own hair.
No, this is a fashion statement. This is a headband he made out of his own hair. I'm going to call this one the Halo. Halo! This guy's obviously a Muppet fan. Ralph, that's who that is.
Yes.
We're calling this one the Ralph.
I see the resemblance. And the cool thing about this one is the sides are totally detachable. You know?
I wouldn't want to lose one of them.
They're like curtains.
You know, if you just have one and then you lose the other one, then it's kind of lopsided.
It's all one piece though.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I suspect it. Now, I did not know you could have a spike and a bowl cut at the same time. And cornrows.
Those aren't cornrows. Those are racing stripes. I think that is the technical term.
Okay.
Okay, I'm calling this one striped bowl spike.
Sounds like a medieval weapon.
This one we're calling the pig hawk. Pretty obvious. It's pigtails and a mohawk.
Little known fact is the pig hawk was an actual animal that has now gone extinct, but has been resurrected on this guy's head.
Really, truly, this is a Krusty the Clown haircut, and this guy did this haircut to benefit charity.
Oh yeah, it seems like it was for a good cause. I was thinking that.
What is happening here? That's hair combed down into on the front of his face?
Yeah, he's like, he sculpted the hair on his forehead. And I believe it's interactive. If you pull that cord, the pattern changes.
Okay, we're calling this one. No one in their right mind would pull that cord.
I wouldn't. Grandfatherly figure.
Either that or a cult leader, I don't know.
He's made a bold choice here. I think this one's completely practical though. He just hangs his keys on that loop there in the front.
Okay, we'll call this one the janitor. Okay, it looks like she went deep sea diving and something attached itself to her head.
Well, she's obviously a marine biologist.
Okay, we'll call this one. The specimen. Okay, now, you might think this is a mugshot, but it's actually the yearbook photo of a high school principal.
He's having a bad year. We call this one, you don't want to get sent to my office.
Another school photo here.
This guy's just trying to be tall enough to qualify to get on Space Mountain.
Okay.
You know the height requirement?
Yeah. This one's called at least 44 inches. You can go to your barber and ask, give me an at least 44 inches, and this is what you'll walk out
with. And depending on your starting height, it depends on the length of the hair.
Okay, this should not be on the list. This is actually amazing. This is ingenuitive, progressive.
Is that the back of his hair?
And functional. Yeah, that's the back.
He's got the front. He's got sun shields in the front and the back.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine the conversation with the barber. No, I actually want my hair to be a hat.
Yeah, we'll call this one hat head. We're just kind of repurposing the term. This is what it means in the new millennium. This one we're calling the comb almost over.
He does not understand a fundamental principle of the comb over, and that is you do not try it until you know you can make it.
He looks defeated. You know, he's looking down. I think he knows it. He's like, well, this is the best. This is as far as they would go. I did it, and I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. Taijin introduces practically perfect hair.
It might be perfect if it didn't look like a jellyfish was trying to mate with her head.
Does she know that's what's happening back there?
She can probably feel it. It's probably squishy.
We're calling this one the Portuguese man of hair.
There's something very Middle Earth about this guy.
Like if you were to combine every character on Lord of the Rings into one person?
Yeah, I don't exactly know why, but it just comes across that way. We call this one The Desolation of Haircut.
This guy is obviously homeschooled.
Call it Thanks, Mom.
Okay, I'm just calling this one Poor Guy.
Yeah, this guy should have made a different decision. No, I don't see anything wrong with this girl's hair.
I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
What's happening in the front here?
I think that space and time are bending within this boy's hairstyle.
We're calling this one the wormhole. He's lost many combs. Is that a handlebar mustache on your forehead, or are you just happy to see me?
No, I think this guy has an underdeveloped conjoined twin in his forehead with an overdeveloped mustache. We call it Bobby.
Okay, this is what happens when you cross a Hare Krishna with a redneck.
Yeah, I like to meditate, but I also like to party.
Hare Krishneck. Okay, here's what's happening here. Way back in the 1980s, women with this hairstyle were actually worshipped as gods.
Or they were just going to the mall. Call this one, Meet Me at the Food Court.
Oh, this took some time and commitment.
Wow, this is intricate. It's fashionable, but I think this one's also functional. If he jumps from a height of 12 feet or more, the wings flap out and he gently floats down to the ground.
We'll call this one the glider. I'd love to comment on this guy's hairstyle, but I can't see it because of the cat turds.
How do you train a cat to do that? To perch each time?
We call this one litter box. All right, there you have it, people. Thank you for liking and leaving a comment. If you know of a worse hairstyle than these, let us know.
You know what time it is.
I'm Dan from Washington, D.C.
And I'm Bill from Buffalo, New York.
And that's where the president lives.
It's time to spin the wheel of mythicality.
If you like drinking liquids or possibly solids out of mugs that say Good Mythical Morning on them, that can happen if you go to retinlink.com/store and pick up one of these.
Click through at the end of this episode to Good Mythical More, where we discuss some of the best haircuts on the internet.
Whoa.
Just to balance things out.
Figure out how to save the world.
What do you want to figure out? I feel like we should figure something out.
Yeah, let's bend our minds towards something.
I feel like I could come up with something really great right now. Let's figure out.
Don't set it too high though. Not, it shouldn't be too high. Like we shouldn't do anything like try to save the world.
No, let's do it. And I think I've got the answer.
Okay. What are we going
to
do?
Something to do with toothpicks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
rubber bands? That's what I was thinking.
Work with me here.
Toothpicks and rubber bands. Give everybody a toothpick and a rubber band.
Or, no, give everyone a toothpick or a rubber band.
Everybody gets a toothpick or a rubber band.
And it requires cooperation.
Yep. And then what do they do with them?
Cooperate. Which therefore and thereby saves
the world. Yeah, I knew that was what we were doing. You should be flattered. We just named her top five in the world.
Not really, Rhett. I didn't say.
I feel like that's what this was.
It's not what it was.